This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Toll free and take control of the airwaves here as we launch into the second hour of the program. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And also, we'll go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Dave, who's still on the line with us here. He'd called in about an old war story from back in the first war of Iraq, I believe is what you had told us, Dave. That you were on some island outside of Kuwait City, which was full of munitions. You and your crew were assigned to go and pick up some equipment, and then you saw, I guess the whole island was basically on fire due to the oil that was there, or the oil was burning.
No. The fires were on the mainland. The smoke, we were directly in the plume, so it was
black. I see. Okay. So you were a lot of smoke.
However, the island had been bombed back into the Stone Age and had munitions all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And so then you saw a kitty through the sort of the, you had lights that you were shining about, and you saw a kitty cat playing with some sort of unexploded ordnance?
Yes. It was a cluster bomblet. Now, these bomblets are small. They range in size anywhere from about the size of a golf ball. Up to about half the size of a beer can. Where you see one, there are usually a whole bunch of them around because these things are dropped by a main munition that's about the size of a Navy torpedo. Goes down by parachute about 1,000 meters over the ground. There's a bursting charge in it that scatters these things all over the place. When they hit the ground, each one of them has a chunk of plastic explosive in the middle that shoots out a cloud of flechette and converts anything within about a 2-3 meter radius to hamburger.
Now, are these to take out the landing strips and that sort of thing? Is this what I've heard they were for?
No. These are vicious. They're anti-personnel weapons.
Okay, just plain old bombs.
Take out people.
Foxholes and troops in the open.
Gotcha.
So this one didn't explode, is what you're saying, this one little bomblet that the kitty...
I'd say about 10% of them, when they hit the ground, don't explode. Some of them are stable. You could probably pick them up and toss them around. Others, you touch with a whisker, and they'll blow up on you. So where you see one, that pretty much clues you into you're in the middle of a burst pattern.
Uh-oh,
and
okay.
We saw this... I mean, we weren't really concerned about the health of the cat. We saw she was a kitten, batting this thing around, and we figured, oh my God, we're in the middle of a burst pattern. I called a halt, and we very, very carefully retraced our steps, and nobody stepped on anything. If we had not seen the cat, I probably wouldn't be having this conversation because I was lead guy on the squad. After action review, we decided that if we hadn't seen the cat, at least one of us probably wouldn't be going home, or would be going home in a rubber bag in several pieces. So we figured this was an omen from God, good luck and everything, and we decided to try and identify the cat and bring her back with us, which was actually fairly easy. She had a marking on her back. It was a question mark. It looked almost identical to a question mark. There should be a picture in there somewhere, that newspaper article you have. In any case, next morning we set out some of our god-awful MREs, meals ready to eat, field rations they gave us. And there's a population of cats on the island that a few dogs. I never saw any dogs, and they didn't live very long for some reason out there.
Might be the bombless.
But there's a What?
Might be the bomblets.
No. There's an interesting story behind the dogs, but it's not time for that.
No.
If you want to interview me sometime in the future, I can tell you. It is really
we don't generally do interviews, but, you know, it was an interesting story, and I appreciate you sharing it with us. We do tend to be sort of anti-war here on Free Talk Live. So,
but I'm glad they were saved.
Yeah, we would rather you not have had to have been there in the first place.
I am the most anti-war person you'll meet.
Good.
I'm the libertarian conservative, but I've been in the middle of the war, and I'd really not like to see us get involved in another one. But that's another story.
That's true for a lot of people who've been in the military, that they get in thinking one thing, and then they finally realize how absolutely horrific that is. Hey, Dave, thank you for sharing the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Anytime you want to tell a story.
Shout out on Memorial Day.
Well, we don't really do shout-outs, but I appreciate you telling us now, so thank you for the call. The toll-free number...
Remember the cat, and I can't even pronounce the cat's name. It's something to do with Arabian Nights.
Kitty Bomb Bomb.
The day.
Yeah.
Sherazad.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
All right, so the toll-free number here, 855-450, free like freedom. We've got Jesse on the line in California. Jesse, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing? I spoke to you guys before, different cast there. I just wanted to talk about the ban on the Jehovah's Witnesses in Russia.
This is news to me.
I'm here in America.
Well, first of all, we should find out a little bit more about the ban. I don't know, Mark, you want to pull that up, but what can you tell us about the ban in Russia?
Well, they got banned for being extremist, breaking up families.
Oh, and when you say breaking up families, you mean like if somebody joins the Jehovah's Witness, but the whole family doesn't join, that's kind of, they do the kind of the culty thing where they say, you got to cut them off.
Shunning them.
Right? Shun them.
No, well, let's say I had a child, and that child no longer believes in the religion.
Mm-hmm.
I have to shun that child.
That's right.
Right. It's basically the same
thing. It's my understanding.
Yeah. So
I don't think that the banning is quite as... thorough as it's as they might imagine. A friend of mine is Jehovah's Witness, was raised Jehovah's Witness, and doesn't believe that stuff anymore. And you know, I'm not going to say that he's as close as he could be with his family, but then again, they're Jehovah's Witnesses, and maybe he doesn't want to be.
So you're saying you want that ban to happen in the United States?
Yes, because I'm the leader of the former Jehovah's Witness movement, and they're a bunch of liars. They brainwashed me, and I need to do something about it.
Do you think we should do that with other religions, or is it just Jehovah's Witnesses?
Well, let me get one at a time.
One at a time.
I feel like there's a Bitcoin joke in here somewhere.
Why is that?
About segregated witness.
And you know they won't stop worshiping. They'll just go underground.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't understand why
World War II when they tried to round them up and gas them.
I mean, look, in the United States, as I'm sure you know, there's supposed to be the freedom of religion, and so if people want to have a crazy, shut off from the rest of the world religion, which excludes people and rejects people and shuns them, they should be free to do that. We understand the dangers to friends and families and relationships that these cults can provide, but ultimately that's part and parcel of the whole freedom idea. If you would be talking about banning that, you'd be talking about a major change to the concept of freedom of religion and completely abolishing
that.
So
you have a book selling company. They make a profit off of these books they hand out from door to door.
Sure, who cares?
I mean, Scientology does stuff too, but they're a religion, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I mean, who cares? You don't have to buy their book. So don't buy their book. I think the best thing you can do is to talk about your experience, is to share, what it was like to be in this religion, the Jehovah's Witnesses. Tell people, put the word out there, whether it's by calling talk radio or blogging. As you said, you're part of an organization. What's the organization named?
We're not organized. We're actually anarchy right now. The former Jehovah's Witnesses.
So there's not an organization. How do you
disorganize organization?
Everybody fights.
Doesn't sound like much fun to be in that group either. You're saying the former Jehovah's Witnesses
fight. That's one of the problems with being an organization that's against another organization, is that you have nothing cohesive except that you dislike the other organization.
Oh, yeah, we know what that's like here in Keene.
What you really need to do is you need to provide a way to help people who are in the Jehovah's Witnesses break out.
Hey, Jesse, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll free number here, 855-450. Free 855-450-3733. Yeah, the group here in town so disorganized they couldn't even keep their website online. Too bad. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
is our number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? Well, freedomsphoenix.com has that. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. You can bring up anything that you want. Coming up, we've got the latest out of Venezuela. The big scare that some people are talking about is this Trump budget. They're worried that it's going to take food out of the mouths of the elderly. Well, I can tell you that's happening in Venezuela, and they've had all kinds of socialist programs for a long time. They've had, lots of different wealth redistribution, nationalizations, all kinds of stuff there. And the elderly in Venezuela are basically hunting around through garbage for food at this point. We can tell you more about that coming up here. You can bring up what you want. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Sarah.
Yeah, you don't have I heard about the UK bombing, and it is a great tragedy how the teenagers got killed like that.
Oh yeah.
But I just want to bring up this point that the teenagers they killed themselves more while driving around than the
nice segue
bombing.
Huh? Yeah, that's true. That's a nice segue there.
Nice segue is what he said.
Well, it's true. You know that the auto wrecks killing teenagers have been number one. That's how they number one of getting killed for teenagers since the 1980s.
I don't think a lot of teenagers have died on Segways, though.
Well, and then also, so you know what? I mean, the media, they blow it up like it's a big deal, but these bombings don't help happen all that much. But it's sensationalism. It happens very rarely, so they gotta make a big, big deal about it. And then we got a bigger problem of all the children under 13. Our number one killer is the auto wreck. It doesn't, no matter how much they tie them up in the back in the car seat, it's what kills them most.
Well, that's because they're not likely to die. I mean, if you make it past year, I don't know, two or three, then you're not very likely to succumb to, illness or childhood diseases, these sorts of things. They're just rare because you're in the early part of your life. The reason I would presume that children are killed at a lower rate in cars than, say, 80-year-olds are, but no one cares about the 80-year-olds because they've lived a full life. And the children's statistics, cars are far more deadly because, it's the only thing that's killing them.
I wouldn't fret too much, Sarah. This is a problem that will solve itself with self-driving cars.
Yep, self-driving cars are on the way, Sarah.
Well, you know what? I just hope that, they come out with it pretty soon instead of yo-yoing around. All they keep talking about it is talking about it. But, I met, kids, like teenage kids I remember I was in a car with when I was a baby. I'm talking to a 13-year-old, and they remember that car wreck.
How can that even be possible? Does anybody really remember stuff from when they're a baby?
Some people do.
I do. I remember when I was, my mom would just throw me on the floor, and then she would check my diapers. I remember all that. And I was trying to tell her, hey, don't be throwing me on the floor.
She threw you on the floor? That explains a lot.
You mean like a DDT?
No, she suplexed her. You had to put the baby on the floor. You had to lay the baby on the floor to change the diapers, right? Well, she just threw me. I mean, she just I was like a jelly.
That explains it all.
I was thrown on the floor, and I'm like, I couldn't talk. I was trying to yell.
Never throw a baby on the floor.
No,
thank you for the call, Sarah.
And then I threw it on the ground.
What is that?
Look it up on YouTube. It's a song.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I mean, it must have been absolutely terrifying what happened at this concert in the UK with what are now apparently at least 22 people who have died as a result of this bombing. that now police are in the streets, not just police, but soldiers, according to TheGuardian.com. Soldiers are being sent onto Britain's streets to help the police, they say, and a second terror attack may be imminent following the Manchester concert bombing, according to the Prime Minister over there, Theresa May. They raised the threat level from severe to critical for the first time since July of 2007, meaning that, quote, not only that an attack remains highly likely, but a further attack may be imminent. Unquote. May said that she didn't want to unduly alarm people, but military personnel would be present at public events and key sites under police command. She said it could not be ruled out that the attacker, named as Salman Ramadan Abedi, was working as part of a terrorist group. According to the Wall Street Journal,
what did they say about that?
She
could
says
be ruled out.
It could not be ruled out that
And ISIS is also claiming credit.
ISIS is claiming credit.
A toaster oven that catches fire.
Hmm.
Speaking from Downing Street after an emergency Cobra meeting, May said the Cobra. Wasn't that the bad guy in G.I. Joe?
Also a former caller.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't heard from him since the 2012 election, have we?
Cobra Commander, yeah.
Whatever happened to that? He was going to run again.
Call in and be like,
He was supposed to run again in 2016.
In real life?
I don't know. Maybe Megatron took
he
him out.
He didn't have anything to do with this attack or something.
Speaking
it's
from...
good.
That's
a hard voice to do. Speaking from Downing, the guy who originally did it passed away years ago.
Oh, really?
Chris Latta. He was also the voice of Starscream in the Transformers. Oh. And I think, I don't know if he died of AIDS or whatever, but he died a long time ago.
My favorite voice acting voice is the one from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Krang. there's a video on how the guy like came up with
how
the
he
voice.
Did it.
It's amazing.
The Starscream from the new movies just sucks in comparison to the Starscream
of
course.
You can't, I mean, there's just some things that can't be matched.
Yeah. This did, Michael Bay? No, not
director.
Michael Bay, not the director. The guy who did Optimus Prime's voice.
Oh, Peter Cullen.
Peter Cullen, right. But they've run him through the digitizing thing or whatever.
Yeah.
They take every single syllable so
that's
that
right.
they can always do his voice forever.
They
more.
Sure did.
So what I want to know is, why isn't there his voice on GPSs and phone search? I want to download.
They've got Elvis, right?
They've got Elvis. They've got Mr. T on the GPS.
That's
they've
awesome.
Got
turn
all sorts of ones. Pretty much.
A pity a fool don't turn right.
Police reported ahead, fool.
I would rather have you. Now, are those free? Can you download
those? Yeah, absolutely. Waze app.
It's Waze, is that?
Yeah.
Okay. I need to look into that.
But, Optimus Prime's GPS would be a great one.
Yeah, it would. It really would. So
it is one of the greatest voiceovers.
He's a classic voice.
And they always have the beginning of the trip, too, and you could have him, you started the thing like...
Roll out. Yeah. Autobots,
get
roll
pumped.
Out.
I'd be surprised if that doesn't exist. Have you already looked for it? Do you know for a fact?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe someday. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I hear they're cranking out a fifth Transformers live-action movie.
Ah, I wonder if it'll be as bad as the other four.
They've been pretty bad. They really have.
Jack loves them.
Yeah, well, I mean, transforming robots, things go
threshold,
boom.
Right?
I mean, I've...
Boom! Hey!
More coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You may dial in toll-free, and you can take control of the airwaves by bringing up anything that you want. Our number, again, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Skype username for you is lrn.fm, and I want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. They've recently reported that Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. In addition, the fee market and slow confirmation times have increased the tension concerning the block size debate. If there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover those fees, those become virtually unspendable. And this problem is not getting any better as the price of Bitcoin goes up. As the price of Bitcoin goes up, the fees are going up too. Plus, you've got all these people competing on these fees because Bitcoin is basically at full capacity at the moment. It's a wonderful technology, but the current programmers seem to be holding it back. And Bitcoin.com has been reporting on that for a while. You can go there. They've got a great news site. Maybe you are brand new to Bitcoin. You want to learn more about it. It's a great place to start, and it's a great place to go if you're old school into Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, soldiers are being deposited into the streets of Manchester out in the UK after a bombing, a horrifying bombing that happened, I think it was last night, at an Ariana Grande concert. 22 at least are dead, many more injured. And speaking from Downing Street, Prime Minister Theresa May said the investigations of the security services and police have, quote, revealed it's a possibility we cannot ignore that there is a wider group of individuals linked to this incident. The Prime Minister said, quote, the police have asked for authorization from the Secretary of State for Defense to deploy a number of military personnel in support of their armed officers. This means some armed police officers guarding events will be replaced by soldiers in an operation codenamed Temporer. It's the first time that the operation, which was first revealed in 2015, has been put into effect. The plan is believed to allow up to 5,000 troops to be deployed in support of the police, replacing armed officers at many sites to free them up for patrols in key areas. So, yes, you literally have military in the streets in the United Kingdom. Is that going to stop the bombings from occurring?
Well, I don't see how. If somebody really wants to bomb someplace, they've got the guy, right?
Yeah, especially since they can hide him in those gigantic hats they have, right?
The Bobby hats. They have a guy.
Or the Royal Guard, the ones with the really big, right. The big furry ones and the red outfits.
I would guess that they would propose that they have the guy, and if there are more, that they will hunt them down as time goes by. I don't think the soldiers do anything except sort of make some people feel good.
That's what I think about this. I think that it's all just about the image of the state trying to make people believe that they're actually out there protecting them. I don't know what size the bomb was that was used in this particular case, but presumably it was able to be smuggled in a backpack or whatever. I suppose private security at events could clamp down and could do more thorough searches of the people coming into concerts. Certainly, it's not uncommon. I mean, having been to a number of shows over the years, it's not uncommon to be frisked. I mean, it doesn't happen all the time, but I've seen it happen where security will give you a pat down before you come in, or they'll check a backpack. I've had that happen at raves where ostensibly they're looking for drugs or weapons,
bottled water
where they can sell it to you for $8 a bottle.
That's what it comes. That's what it is at the airport. I mean, what is the TSA except a scam to sell $3 bottles of water at newsstands? Come on.
Well,
they're
also charging those people a hell of a lot of rent, too, so they have to have high prices.
There you go.
In the airport. But back to the story here.
But they can get high prices because people's water's being taken from them.
Police and security services are urgently seeking to establish if the Manchester suicide bomber, who killed at least 22, including several children, again, it was an Ariana Grande concert, probably average age, if you exclude the parents at that show, is going to be, under 12, would be my guess, was acting on his own, or was he linked to a wider organization? The killer was named by Greater Manchester Police as Salman Abedi after he was first named by U.S. security sources. Abedi was known to police and security services, although was considered a peripheral figure. Greater Manchester Police Chief Constable Ian Hopkins said, quote, the priority remains to establish whether he was acting alone or as part of a network. The investigation is understood to be focusing on whether Abedi was directly supported by other conspirators or built the bomb himself via instructions obtained over the internet. The device that he used is described as homemade and crude, although it was stable enough to be transported and exploded with devastating effect. It is believed to have been constructed in Britain. Oh, okay, so he was a suicide bomber. Okay, that's something that I had. This is the first time I've read anything about the story, and so I guess that's how they were able to identify him.
I see.
He's dead.
Bits of them.
Yeah. Let's go to your call and your thoughts here. We can tell you a little bit more about the bombing in Manchester, but we've got Dave on the line in New Hampshire, and I believe this is this Ridley Report, Dave?
Yeah, something along those lines.
Dave Ridley, go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
You guys haven't talked about J.P. Phillips' arrest yet, have you?
You're referring to a person who is a police accountability activist in New Hampshire. Yeah, he was arrested over the weekend. I understand that it was about a warrant for ostensibly filing a false police report with the city of Manchester at some point. I'm not sure when that was, but apparently they did issue a warrant for his arrest, and he was arrested and bonded out.
I did hear Rochester police say pretty much exactly that. Now, he was arrested while he was out cop-locking. The Manchester police put out a warrant, but Rochester police were the ones that arrested him. I guess they were the first to come in contact with him after the arrest.
Technically, he's actually no longer involved with Cop Block because he can't get along, play nice with others. So Cop Block has basically disconnected from him, and he started his own organization called New England Cop Chasers. To correct that.
On his blog, he said that he was arrested for the false police report they claim he filed was, in fact, the visit that he made to the Manchester Police Department to file a complaint against the Manchester Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what is a little bit unusual and significant in this. I know that people oftentimes will say that, yes, it's dangerous to file a complaint with the police or that it's useless or something like that. But I don't think I've ever actually heard of anyone being arrested for going to the police and complaining to them.
Yeah, it's different. JP, a lot of people really don't like him up here, and he's not a libertarian for what it's worth.
I kind of wonder how those complaints were phrased.
Yeah, I don't know either, because JP has a problem with the truth, and that's one of the reasons why he doesn't have good relationships with a lot of people. I tend to be pretty forgiving and understanding that he's got some problems, and ultimately I'm willing to work with the people who are out there in the streets doing the police accountability work.
JP also likes to scream obscenities at the police.
Yeah, I don't agree with.
I don't think going into this police station screaming obscenities at them about a complaint is probably going to get you very far.
I don't agree with his tactics personally. They're not mine. Mine have changed over the years. I've kind of softened a little bit as I've gotten to know some of the officers as human beings. But anyway, there's a lot of people who are not going to get behind him because he's burned a lot of bridges, and apparently nobody in Manchester even came out to assist in any way, shape, or form for him. So
he's kind of out on his own in a sense. However, yeah, we don't have to pay his salary and underwrite anything that he does. No matter how good the police are, we're still being forced to underwrite their activities. And so you got to be pretty bad as a police. He's got to act pretty badly to outdo someone.
Dave, if there's more you wanted to share, you're welcome to hang on. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. This is Free Talk Live.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy.
Tons of energy.
Happy the rescue dog is Happy the healthy dog.
Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Just feed your dog right
due to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Breaking news. Can you keep up with it?
Does it affect you financially?
Yes, you can keep up if you have MarketVulture.com. MarketVulture levels the playing field by providing the same type of service that hedge funds, Wall Street traders, security firms, and government agencies use, but not for thousands of dollars. Try MarketVulture now with a 7-day free trial. Don't worry, zero risk, one-click cancel anytime you want. MarketVulture.com.
Seize the opportunity.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You're invited to join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Joining you here tonight in studio, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We're going back to your phone calls and thoughts. Do want to remind you about how to help support Free Talk Live. You just shop with us by going to shop.freetalklive.com. There's Amazon links there, Amazon US, UK, Canada. You can go into the right Amazon for you, Free Talk Live, gets a portion of your purchase. Otherwise, Amazon keeps it all. So it's up to you. If you want to help us out and get your online shopping done, just start at shop.freetalklive.com.
Please do. But, Ian, aren't there other retailers there, too?
There are. There's a few others. Walmart, but almost nobody ever goes.
Have we ever gotten a check from Walmart?
I don't think so.
I don't remember that happening either.
Maybe once, very small, like a year ago or something like that.
But and Newegg's there. And that's
Newegg's there.
Lots of people use that.
Yeah, but they give us very, very little compared to Amazon. So Amazon's really the only one worth really talking about a lot because they give us 7 to 8% usually of every purchase. Unless it's an electronic device, then it's only like 4%. But still, 7 to 8% on a purchase is a pretty good commission just for giving them a lead, basically.
Lots of you people do lots of purchasing through Amazon.
A lot of people do.
Do it through our link at shop.freetalklive.com.
Thanks for that.
Bookmark it, please.
Dave is in New Hampshire. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. You're calling about a relatively unpopular police accountability activist who has finally gotten arrested. It's surprising that it has taken this long, given his demeanor of how he interacts with the police. He's fairly caustic, I guess you could say. He's angry, and he's done a lot of police accountability activism.
Probably more than everybody in the state combined.
Yeah, he's that's why I give the guy credit where credit is due. He's a doer when it comes to getting out in the streets and holding the police accountable. It's just that, unfortunately, he's not good at getting along with others, and so he's basically alienated just about everybody that he's ever worked with. There's a couple of newer folks who are in the area who he hasn't yet burned bridges with, but it's only only a matter of time. But anyway, Dave, you say he was arrested over the weekend for filing a police report that was false. Was there more that you wanted to share about that? Do we have Dave?
Charge was filing a false police report.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just think, you know, our duty as free staters is to create an umbrella under which the people of New Hampshire can live with relative safety from their government, right? And so that means to me all the people of New Hampshire, if possible, should be as safe as possible from their government. They don't have to be someone that I agree with or I like their demeanor or nitpicking compared to the crime that is committed just by a police officer taking the job and sucking the taxpayers for $80,000 a year to do his job.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. And unfortunately, everybody's time is limited. So there's only so much time that one person can spend on another person's case.
Right. Activists get paid nothing. Police officers, like you pointed out, get paid $80,000 a year. And prosecutors get significantly more. So you're arrayed against this very well-funded machine.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I tend to agree with you, Dave, that people should be less discriminatory. I find that the attitude that some of the people in the activist movement have of being just kind of nasty towards people who don't agree with them 100% is a little off-putting, but that's life. I mean, people don't get along, and I just kind of, you know, the nice thing about being here is that there are enough people who are here that you don't have to associate with them all. There are enough activists who've moved to New Hampshire, who are, you know, doing things here, that if some of them don't like you, and some of them don't like me, a bunch of them don't, they don't like my activism style, or who I choose to date, or whatever, and, you know, too bad for them, it's fine, I've got all kinds of people who do appreciate what I do, and I can spend time with them. So, but if you burn every bridge that you're on, that's going to leave you in a pretty cold place when something finally does happen to you. I mean, that's just the reality.
He hasn't burned the one to me yet, but I would like to think that if he had, I'd still be raising concerns about him being arrested. That's the way we should do it.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. That's absolutely true. Unfortunately, as far as I'm concerned, I've got a lot of projects on my plate, and this isn't a priority for me. So I'm glad that you've called in to talk about it, because
yeah,
I've been in the middle
keep us updated on it.
Of editing video. So that's what I've been up to. Dave, anything else?
No, that's it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Yeah, I mean, some people will look at the drama up here and they'll complain about it. Oh, there's drama in New Hampshire. People don't get along. Well, guess what?
Have people to have drama.
Yeah, guess what? We've got the largest liberty movement in the world. We've got an active migration of libertarians. People are showing up, you know, to New Hampshire every week across the state. And more people, now that it's warm out, are going to move now. People are planning, I know a handful of folks at least are planning on moving in June, right around when the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the Somalia Fest are happening. And I'm just talking about moving to this area. So there are people, you know, again, across the state, not everybody gets along, but that's part and parcel of people. That's just how they are. And if you look at other organizations, Cop Block, you look at the Libertarian Party, there's infighting in all of these organizations.
Well, nobody hates libertarians like libertarians.
It's just people. I'm sure you find the same crap, the same petty behavior within, you know, the Democrats or the Republicans or whatever other.
Libertarians are a bit more contentious. I'm not saying that that doesn't occur. I'm not disagreeing with you. But I think that libertarians, by their nature, are a bit more contentious. What's that?
Why?
When somebody claims to be a libertarian, what's the first thing that goes through your mind? Well, I wonder what issue they're not libertarian on. And there's a little Rolodex you run through your brain trying to figure out, oh, yeah, exactly, how do you feel about the military? mm-hmm. How about the drug war?
Immigration.
Right. You're not trying to find that the 99% of things that you agree with this person on. You're trying to find that 1%. And I think that we're like that. And when you get a bunch of us together, that, you know, we tend to be like that. I think we need big, loose organizations and small, tight ones mm-hmm. at the same time. And that'll just, you know, make things better for us.
I think more choices is a good thing. So having, you know, cop block and then having the New England cop chasers is a good thing. That means that we have different groups out there doing kind of similar things. If people can't all get along, that's fine. They should split up and do their own thing the way they want to do it. I think that that's a good thing. I think that it's healthy.
Let's just ban everybody, right?
I think it's healthy when these schisms occur. And, you know, the guy he's talking about, J.P. Freeman, is one of those controversial characters, and people tend to feel very strongly about him, usually in his case in a negative way. It's very rare that you'll see someone feeling strongly in a positive way about him, and that has to do with the way he treats people and handles them. And I think that yeah. he's a good person.
He's more controversial than you are. So imagine what it's like for people that are sitting out there. And now you can see what it might be like seeing this character run around.
I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he really does want to hold the police accountable, and I think that
he's dedicated.
Yeah, so kudos to him for doing, you know, the work that he has done. I appreciate that, and I've been out on the streets with him countless times, just because we both live here in the Keene area. But ultimately, it's tough because I wouldn't ostracize him. I was ostracized by some people,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and. The people, you know, they'll say like, oh, well, you need to ostracize JP because he's a liar or he...
Isn't
you know,
that the way ostracization works, though? I mean, that if you feel strongly enough about ostracizing somebody, that you should ostracize somebody who doesn't ostracize that person?
Sure.
Isn't ultimately
I'm not
way
one
it
of
works?
Those kind of people, though. I'm the kind of person who I'm willing to work with folks who come out, right? So we're in an activist movement, and there are very few activists. There just aren't that many. I mean, right. in New Hampshire, there's a
people
lot.
People would rather argue about how to do activism than do activism.
Than get out there and do it, right. Like, the people that use the fact that JP exists as their excuse to not do cop block, I find that pathetic. Because he doesn't have to be where you are. He is not even in the same city as most of the people who despise him. But yet, they're not going out doing police accountability activism. JP's the one who's doing it. And, you know, we need a more, I guess, vibrant cop-blocking movement in New Hampshire. And
what's
it's not
achieve?
Here. Huh?
What's it going to achieve?
Police accountability.
How so?
Exposing people to knowing their rights, for instance. I go out on the streets.
It's good for people to know their rights. Sure.
I go out on the streets every year in the college neighborhood here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is a college town. Keene State College is here, and I go in the college streets on like Thursday or Friday or Saturday night. Usually, I bring Jazzy, the studio beast, out with me, and we hand out hundreds of flyers to these college students, which are all about Know Your Rights information, giving them information about how to handle police encounters. Which the longer you exist in this world, especially as a drunk college student, the higher your likelihood of having a police encounter is. So it's important information to get out there, and they really do appreciate it. There's more coming up here. 8:55. 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.